Next is a progress note for Rick McLaughlin, McLaughlin. Place was Argentine Care Center. Date was September 14, 2022. New paragraph. Chief complaint, Mr. McLaughlin was seen regarding history of head injury. Mr. McLaughlin himself denies any new changes, period. His speech is poor and it's difficult to understand, period. He mutters words and sounds, period. He denied any pain when seen, period. He's not dyspneic and there's no new symptoms, period. You need your computer, Linda?
No, that's okay.
I'm just going to use it for a little while. There's no neurological changes, period. He has some movement of his left upper extremity, but is paralyzed with his right upper extremity, including a contracture of the hand, period. He's paralyzed in his legs with a foot drop bilaterally, period. He has a history of hypertension. Which is relatively controlled, period. Notes indicate that he's had cerebrovascular disease as well, period. New paragraph, he's had a history of seizures in the past, period. He is on Trileptal for this, period. He's had no seizures reported lately, period. He's also on Depakote for mood, which may also be helpful for seizures, period. The review of system is negative for fever, chills, headache, chest pain, shortness of breath, nausea, vomiting, or abdominal pain, period. No dysuria. New paragraph, examination. He's not acutely distressed, period. Temperature 97.8, pulse 57, respiratory rate 15, O2 saturation 96%. Head and neck is unremarkable. Oral mucosa normal. Ears normal. Nasal mucosa, I want to say, lungs are clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular normal. S1S2, no gout, no murmur. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. CNS, he can move his left arm a bit, but is totally paralyzed in his legs and in his right arm, period. New paragraph, assessment and plan. One, Mr. McLaughlin has had a head injury, and notes also indicate that he had a cerebrovascular disease, period. For mood and behavior, I'll continue Depakote 500 milligrams every 8 hours, period. He has a history of depression. I will continue Lexapro 20 milligrams daily. New paragraph 2, hypertension. This is controlled, and I will continue Lisinopril 20 milligrams daily, plus Norvasc 10 milligrams daily, period. 3, he's got glaucoma and is using Timoptic drops, 0.5%, one drop in each eye twice a day, period. 5, he has seizures, and I'll continue Trileptal 600 milligrams twice a day, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.